She rises and she glows, letting all her colors show. Every step a brighter flow. She's the rhythm in the road. Yes, she rises and she glows. She rises and it shows.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Voice of Eden. Welcome to the softest corner of the cosmos. I am so happy to be back here with all of you. This is Carrie Murphy. And if you found your way here through the Carrie Murphy Show or through Straight Talk for the Soul, you may just be wondering, what is this new space? What is Voice of Eden? What is it all about? So allow me to gently guide you across the bridge from what was into what is now blossoming and blooming, thriving, flowing through me. So over the years, I have been so blessed and so honored to have connected with millions of listeners through these soulfully expanding conversations. Those journeys were very sacred. And now there's this new wave of remembrance that is flowing through me, one that no longer feels structured, one that no longer follows structure or even schedule. So this is new, right? Based on if you've been following me for the last 20 years, but everything now emerges in a state of flow. It emerges organically through presence and poetry and pure, just genuine inspiration and divine expression. Voice of Eden, this isn't a show. This is a transmission. This is a remembrance. It's really just a song of my soul. It is the voice of nature, of beauty, of spirit, of the divine feminine, expressed through me, Carrie, as a living, breathing embodiment of Eden energy. And I'm going to be talking about Eden energy and what that means. What I will say is, if you're here and if you're listening, it means that your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit is ready for these Eden codes within you to awaken. These are such pure heavenly codes. And these messages that I will be sharing here with Voice of Eden, they're not meant to teach. They're meant to remind you, to awaken to what you already know, to soften what may have felt hardened within you and around you. It's to bring joy and reverence and play. Yes, playfulness. If you know me, there's a lot of that going on with everything that I share. So we want to bring that playfulness and laughter back into your remembering. So with all my heart, welcome to this new space, soft and sovereign and free. And the past, I want you to know, it hasn't been left behind. It's really just been alchemized into the soil from which this Eden garden now blooms. And so I encourage you, just take what speaks to your soul, leave what doesn't, leave the rest, and know that you're so deeply loved exactly as you are. And I'm so grateful to have this new unity community. If you followed me in the past, that's what I called my community, a unity community. And it's so important to have that and to feel that. So let's just move forward. Let's delve deeper into this. As I shared, Voice of Eden, this isn't a podcast in the traditional sense. It's really just a soul stream. It's a sacred play date with presence, a place where beauty speaks and there's no pressure. Pressure doesn't exist here. It's a sanctuary where we can really just relax into the flow. It's the voice that comes when all that noise quiets down, you know, when the sun hits us just right, when we feel the breeze and we remember, yeah, we're made of light, right? Voice of Eden, this is born from my own devotion to joy and beauty and intentional living. This is part of my Eden oasis, a living temple of love where we don't fix ourselves, we free ourselves, we liberate ourselves. So you can expect fun, hear laughter, playfulness, spiritual musings, a little poetry, a lot of my heart, of course. Some days and expressions will be peaceful, some will be playful, but always in the flow. So if you've been looking for a sacred space that feels like a breath of fresh air, you've arrived. Thank you for joining me. This is a space to really soften and lighten up and start again. This voice of Eden, I want to delve into that. What is Eden really? I want to really talk about what that means to me, because for me, Eden isn't just a story in an ancient book. It's not a garden that we were cast out of. It's not lost, and it's certainly not gone. It's a frequency, and that's what I want you to feel through my presence, through my voice, this purity, this grace, this remembrance. Eden is a way of living. It's a way of breathing and being in this body while on this earth with our spirits free, our hearts wide open, ready to receive, ready to give, ready to be gentle and generous. And to me, Eden is it's easy breezy laughter. It's dancing barefoot in your backyard or just feeling the sunshine warming your skin. It's when the breeze hits your skin just right and your whole soul is just shimmering and glimmering. And it's like, oh yeah, I remember now. This is available. This is available to all of us. And so this isn't about striving for anything or about perfection. It's about presence. It's not about this utopia to chase. It's a rhythm that we embody. And so right here in each new precious moment, whether it's in your living room, in your backyard, in your bathrobe, in the middle of a random Tuesday, whatever it is, know that Eden, what we're talking about and what we're wanting to embody, is a state of joy that's been patiently waiting for you to be present with and to enjoy the little things and remember the beauty that is always available within us and around us. And it's when you let the divine pour through you like this sparkling golden honey and you realize this earth that we are living in, she's holy. This moment is holy. It's marvelous, magical, magnificent. And if we allow it to be, we're going to experience these pleasures and treasures and blessings on a daily basis, and not because we've earned it, but because it's available to all of us. And you are so more than enough. I know that is so overused, but I just want to say, you are Eden. You are the garden. You are the gardener in bloom, and you're blossoming, you're glowing, and you're flowing just like my new theme song. She rises and she glows, like it says. You know, my theme songs have always been a part of my sharings, and this new one, hopefully you heard it at the beginning or at the end. I don't know where I'm going to play it yet, but it's She Rises and She Glows. And that's what I feel like I'm doing. And I want all of us to rise and glow and know that we're in this garden and we are the gardeners creating to this blossoming for each of us. And you know, here's the thing. Eden isn't about escaping this world or bypassing the messy parts. It's not about, I'll be in my light and never touch a shadow again. It doesn't work that way. And so Eden is about wholeness. It's about being so purely present and grounded in our hearts that even when life throws us the weirdest plot twist, and you know that it will, you can laugh, you can breathe, you can remember, oh yeah, I'm still in the garden. I'm still good. I got this. So this is about walking your dog or grocery shopping or sitting in traffic and knowing I'm still connected to heaven. I'm still connected to this Eden energy, because you're not waiting for some big external sign to prove that you're on the right path. You're actually choosing to embody it in real time. And my favorite part of this is Eden is fun. It's childlike. It's easy breezy. It's curious. It's, you know, dance in your kitchen kind of fun. It's looking at a flower and thinking, wow, you are so gorgeous. And life is so beautiful. And I'm so in love with this moment. And so it's laughing at your own inner dialogue and not taking yourself so seriously. And the truth is, we were never kicked out of Eden. We just stopped noticing it, being present with it. But the moment we slow down and even come together in this unity community and we breathe and we open our hearts, we realize we've been standing in the garden all along. So now I want to tell you a quick story. There was a morning since I've moved here to Arizona, where I was standing in my backyard, my hair just flying wild, doing its own thing, still in my comfy oversized favorite sweatshirt, my fuzzy socks, savoring the warmth of my morning tea. And I looked up at the sky here, and it was so bright and so brilliant. And I was listening to the birds singing and their precious melodies. And I was tuning into the flow of the waterfall. And I was looking at my sweet little doggies, Tiki and Bodhi, resting in the sunshine. And I was realizing, oh my goodness, this is it. This is Eden, right here, right now, not sometime in the future. You know, I'm here. And it's not somewhere else. It's right here. And I'm tuning into it. And it's like my new affirmation card deck. And it's going to be, it's Creating Heaven on Earth is the name of it, because I started creating all this imagery and all of these words to remind us that we're in Eden, that we can create heaven on earth here and now. And that moment that I just spoke of, it was a sacred moment, because I realized that I wasn't doing anything. I was just being. And that's one of the grandest revelations that I've had since stepping away from the Kerry Murphy Show and Straight Talk for the Soul, and really just tuning into my artwork and being more in nature and just flowing a whole lot more without schedules. That's the kind of magic that I live for now. And it's not these big dramatic fireworks, it's these tiny yet holy and ordinary moments when everything clicks and you feel this power of something so divine, so innocent, so pure, so eternal. And it's saying, welcome home, you're here. And if you've known me for a while, you already know that this has been my way, to flow and laugh and play. And I've always appreciated the simple things, and I've spoken about that. The little things, the daily pleasures and treasures, the blissings and the blessings. And so, yes, for years I hosted these shows and I welcomed some of the most brilliant minds in the spiritual space. And a lot of them came with some deep processes, oftentimes serious tones, layers of shadow work. And sometimes that felt like a lot. Because the more serious tones, it wasn't really my flavor, although I could see the benefit of all of the different flavors. My personal flavor, my spiritual medicine has always been joy and laughter and lightness and ease, not as an escape, but as a portal. And I didn't feel that I was here to tell people what was wrong with them or anything like that. I was here to remind them of what's right with them, what's luminous, what's amazing, what's shining, what's whole, what's absolutely brilliant and radiant and beautiful. And so Voice of Eden, it isn't a departure from who I've been. It's actually a return, a celebration, an evolution into something even more free, more liberating, more fun, and just more me. So this is me sharing the way I've always seen life through the eyes of wonder, playfulness, through the lens of light, through a heart that knows that healing doesn't have to hurt and that depth doesn't have to be dark. But let me be clear. I'm not saying that healing doesn't hurt. Of course it does. We all know that. We've had those heart-cracking, soul-stretching seasons where it feels like we're unraveling just to find ourselves again. But what I'm saying and what I've learned and what I've lived and what I'm now loving to share is that we don't have to stay in that ache. We don't have to spiral into the shadows. We don't have to make it all so heavy just to call it real. Because this other way, the Eden way, is a gentler way. It's a softer path. It's a more compassionate path where the seeking itself becomes sacred and spacious and simple. And the return to Eden lightens us up, even when it is hard or challenging. So when we begin to look for beauty and to notice joy, to open to grace, to soften instead of harden, something really magical happens. That pain starts to move and shift. The fog, it starts to lift. So the radiance that you are starts to shine again. And just like that, you remember Eden. And not as a faraway dream, or as this mystical, unreal space, but as this atmosphere within your own being, this place that you've always carried, but maybe you just forgot for a while that you can live from here. And I know many of you who've been with me for years felt it when I stepped away. And from all your messages, which were so amazing, you knew something sacred was unfolding behind the scenes. And yeah, it was a part of the shift from the passing of my beautiful mom. And that moment cracked something open in me, not in a loud, dramatic way, but in the kind of way where everything slows down, you start listening differently. And I went inward. I went to the sea, to the ocean, then I went to the lake, and eventually to the mountains of Arizona, where I am now, to this magical sanctuary that I call my Palomino paradise. It was in the stillness and not in the striving that I found softness. And it's from that softness that this entire Eden Oasis has been born. This transmission and podcast, this all of my artwork, my affirmation decks, and the new website, and so much more. And I created it not from this state of chasing healing, but because I was remembering something really true and ancient within me, that when we stop running and we sit with the trees and we cry and we breathe and we laugh under the same sun, we start to feel Eden again within us and around us and as us. So I've been gifted with a new life, and a life unbound by pressure or performance, flowing from presence and devotion, not deadlines or duty. And so here's the truth. This journey didn't just change where I live. It changed how I live. It changed the way that I create, the way I speak, the way that I serve, and the way that I show up. And so that's why the website of mine that you're exploring, it's not a redesign, it's a rebirth. And it's me unfiltered, unarmored, fully free. And there are no heavy programs or rigid schedules, no show every Thursday at 2 p.m. kind of thing, because this isn't a performance. It's a pulse. It's a rhythm. It's a sharing. It's a voice that rises when the energy is true and speaks when the soul has something to say. So now I create when the current is flowing, not because I have to, but because I want to. And I write when the light is whispering, and I paint with words and images when the moment invites me. And I share when the sharing feels like a song and not a checkbox. So this is the voice of Eden, and it doesn't follow clocks. It follows truth, light, and love. So whenever I show up here, know that it's real, it's alive, it's in the moment, and it's for you. And so may your day unfold like a golden petal, soft and bright and bursting with quiet miracles. May you laugh for no reason, pause for every good one. And may you feel the breeze brushing your skin and remember that you belong to the light, to the Eden light. May you trust that your joy is sacred, your ease is holy, your softness is not your weakness, it's your way home. And may you walk today as if Eden were humming beneath your feet, because it is. Thank you for meeting me here, for listening, for smiling, and for being. I'm so happy to be back here with all of you in this new unity community, this Eden Oasis. So remember that when the world gets loud again, come back here and join me. We will be waiting in this precious, beautiful garden. And so, wow. Until next time, keep laughing, keep glowing, and let life feel like heaven on earth. Let it feel like Eden again. Bye, everyone. I'll talk to you soon.